Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the mashup. This is number three, and it's another solo one because I was trying to like sort out some guests and shit to come on, but I don't think anyone will. I could ask people again, but this is gonna be like the second solo one, and also, I believe it or not, it's gonna be the first one that's not related to MMA, because believe it or not, I don't just watch MMA. That's not the only thing I do, you know. You gotta show more sides to your personality in this podcast game, you know. Shit, I get that there's plenty of ways to like make it in the podcast game, but I feel if I just like speak MMA all the time, then I'm not gonna make it as far as if I actually spoke about other things and shit. So I'm not gonna be speaking MMA 100% of the time. Probably like 75% of the time though, because I feel like that's the only thing I can ramble on about for ages and ages. But another thing I can ramble on about for ages and ages is my favorite film series, all right? And believe it or not, it's Fast and Furious. Yeah. I bet like half of y'all have clicked off by now. Oh, you've probably seen the title. I'm probably going to title it something like Ranking All the Fast and Furious Films. But before I do that, I'm just going to review Hobbs and Shaw. Because that's the latest one, and I've just seen that this week in a 4DX. It's a crazy experience, man. Without spoiling the movie, I'm just gonna say the action scenes are fun. There's some surprise people in there that you wouldn't expect to be in the Fast and Furious films, and it's pretty crazy. Also, that like you know the action scenes are fun. Dwayne Johnson and Jason Statham. Their chemistry is so good, man. They bounce off each other so well, and it's actually the funniest Fast and Furious film. I was laughing out loud in the cinema, man. And I don't usually do that shit. I don't usually laugh out loud in the cinema, but Hobbs and Shaw changed that, I guess. It's a really fun film. I feel like Hobbs and Shaw is the best one since the best one since Fast 6, maybe. But I understand why. Because like. Don't quote me on this because I don't know too much about like the directors and all that shit. But I think the director for Fast Four for Tokyo Drift, 4, 5, and 6 was Justin Lin, and he actually didn't direct Fast 7. It was James Wan, and I think he's more known for directing horror films than action films. So, obviously, sorry guys, I have a bit of a cold, so my voice is a bit fucked, and I keep having to clear my throat and shit. Hope it doesn't sound too bad in like the ending outcome of the podcast, but yeah, Justin Lin directed from Tokyo Drift, which is number 3, to Fast 6. But when he went into 7, we had James Wan, who is more known for horror films. So I think he did The Conjuring, and I think he did like some other shit. He's not really like well known for action films. And then Fast 8, we had this guy called I think it's F. Gary Gray. I don't even know what films he directed. I'm not trying to be rude to him or anything like that, but the directors just weren't as good as Justin Lin. Justin Lin like had the action shot in like a better way than James Wan and Lin, and what the fuck, F. Gary Gray. Even though Fast 8 and 7 were fun, some of it was a little bit like awkward with like the camera working shit. I guess you can call it that, because sometimes like the camera shook around and shit in the action scenes, kind of like the Marvel films. You know, I fuck with the Marvel films. I think everybody does, you know. Everybody watches the Marvel films these days, basically. I mean, I feel like the Marvel films is like this generation's like, oh, what was the big movie in like the last year? I don't even know. Was that Star Wars or some shit? I don't know. But like, yeah, like the Marvel films, like Avengers Endgame and all that shit, they're like the new generation of like the massive films that everybody wants to see. But Fast and Furious is also part of that, you know? And Hobbs and Shaw. I don't know who the director was. I might look it up right now, actually. But all I know is it was a fun film, man. It's just one of those, like, turn your brain off action films that you can just. That's what Fast and Furious is these days. And people want to complain, like, oh, remember when it was about street racing? Yeah, I remember when it was about street racing, but would you really want 9 films about street racing? Like, come on, be real. After a certain number of films about street racing, which is why they changed up the formula, because the Fast 1 Too Fast Too Furious and Tokyo Drift was all basically street racing, apart from, I guess Too Fast was a little bit of action, I don't know, but One and Tokyo Drift was basically all street racing. I can say the same thing about Two, but Two had a little bit more action. One did as well. But I guess they had to switch up the formula for Fast Four, and Fast Four was more like a drama with elements of like action and street racing in there. But either way, it was pretty cool. I don't know if this is still playing. I don't know. Let me just Hobbs and Shaw director. David Leitch. Yeah, he did a good job. I don't know if he's known for action movies. But he did a good job. But Justin Lin, which is why I'm so excited for the next film, which is actually Fast and Furious 9, which comes out next May. Because Justin Lin's returning to direct that one. And he's not directed since Fast 6. And Fast 6 was probably... Alright. I want to start ranking all of them now. So I think the worst one... This is hard, man. Because I like all these films in their own way. All the films are great in their own way, you know. But I think the worst one has to be fucking Too Fast, Too Furious. A lot of people say it's Tokyo Drift because it has nothing to do with the characters and all that shit. And I can agree to like an extent, but Tokyo Drift is still a fun film, you know. If there's a fast film that I'm gonna put in and watch the least, it's probably Too Fast because. I don't know, it just, I think it's the one that feels least like a fast film, if you know what I'm saying. Because there's like a certain, I don't know, it's something about the fast films, like, they all have like the same, like, theme of like family, I guess. And Too Fast and Tokyo Drift don't really have that, that's why they're at the bottom, like, the kind of bottom. Too Fast doesn't really have that. I guess Too Fast has tried to take Fast 1 and do it bigger, but bigger isn't always better, you know. I guess they kind of tried to introduce it to the action by you know, fucking having them crash into a yacht and shit, and having a Roman's ejecto seat. You know, that was an iconic line in films, man. What is it, ejecto seat? Oh, God. That was a funny line. And Roman's always been a funny guy. yeah, but Too Fast had some good races. I like the scene where all the cars come out of the garage. That scene was pretty cool. I like the movie. It's just not as good as the rest, you know? And then next up, coming to the eighth spot, we have Tokyo Drift. And I hate talking bad about this film because I love this film as well. Tokyo Drift is actually like, it's a great movie, man. Like, if you like cars, street racing, you like watching like cars do cool shit like drifting shit, you're gonna wanna watch Tokyo Drift. And, it brings in some of the best characters in the series. Like, it brings in Han, which is like, you know, if you don't know who Han is, basically he's like, he's just one of the coolest guys in the series. I like Han, but they bring him in, and, I don't know, kill him off in the same film. I'm gonna spoil, I don't care. They kill him off in the same film, they bring him in, which is why it was so weird when they brought him back in Fast. I think it was 5, I don't know if he was there in 4. I think it was 5 that he came back in. But don't quote me on that, because 4 is coming up next, and because that's the one that I've probably seen the least, but I know I had a good time when I saw it, but I think I was like tired when I saw it, some shit, and I saw it like a long time ago, so I can't really recall all of that. I know there's Braga in the film, I know Letty dies, Dom and Brian kind of fight because of Letty dies, and it was like Brian's fault because he sent her in. Because he's like working for the FBI now. And, you know, they're both trying to look for Braga because Dom's trying to look for Braga because obviously his boy killed Letty. And Brian's trying to look for Braga because he's working for the FBI trying to take him in and shit. But back to Tokyo Drift, alright? Tokyo Drift is a fun film. It has a Vin Diesel cameo at the end, which is pretty cool. And the way it all ties together once it gets to Fast 6, I don't know if they meant for it to be like that, but the way it all ties together is fucking crazy, man. With Han, but basically, yeah, it's the number 8 spot. It's a great film, but it's just not as good as the rest, you know? That's the thing about fast films, I can never call one of them like a straight out shit film, because none of them are like actually dog shit. Some of them, like, they're all good in their own way, you know? But I feel like, people are just like, people think I'm too good for Fast and Furious, man. But people say this to me, like, they think they're too good for the movies. They think the movies are stupid and they have no story or whatever. Like, people say, like, it's got no storyline to it. People say it's just mindless, dumb action. People say it makes no sense. People say it's unrealistic. But listen, right? When you watch a movie, what do you want to do? Do you want to. People watch movies and shit to, like, escape the real world shit, you know? The real life, like, world shit. So. For me to put in a movie where people are driving out of buildings in Abu Dhabi and fucking ramp cars flipping over shit. Like, tell me you're too good to watch Jason Statham and Vin Diesel have a fight on top of a parking lot with wrenches and, like, shit and car debris that Jason Statham picks up off his car. Tell me you're too good for that shit. I swear to God, it's so much fun, man. If you've never watched the Fast films, you need to at least give it a shot. At least watch five. But back on Fast 4, I can't really describe it that much because I've seen it a long time ago and I don't really remember a lot about it. I'll re-watch it one day though. I'll probably re-watch it sometime this week, I don't know. Because I got a lot going on this week, so which is why I'm just trying to get this up as early as possible on Sunday. Hopefully during the week I'll get someone on, like, as a guest, which would be pretty fun. But yeah, Fast 4 is pretty good, but it's just not as good as the rest, I think. So now, right. Coming in at the number 6 spot. Oh no. Because the rest are really good, man. The rest are really good. Shit. Ooh, no. Alright, coming in at number 6, we're gonna have the first one. I hate doing this, man. The first one's actually one of my favorite films. But it comes in at number 6. Man. The first one is a classic. If you love cars, if you love racing, if you love, like, NOS, adrenaline, like, kind of a good story as well, with, like, you know, the undercover cop and shit. And he kind of, like, makes friends with the criminals that he's supposed to catch, Brian or Paul Walker. And it's a great film, man. But it's just, I don't know, I think it's, like, the cars and, like, the technology of the time and shit doesn't match up to the ones used in, like, Fast 6 or Fast 7 or 8 or 5, you know? But I hate when people say, I miss when it was all about street racing, because I went to watch Fast 1 a few days ago. Not a few, more like a few weeks ago, actually. And it's not all street racing. People need to. It's always had a heist theme, because even though they're just robbing CD players from the back of a truck, they're still robbing something, and that's, like, that kind of counts as a heist movie, right? Even though there's a lot of street racing in the film, like, there's the race wars, the race at the start. There's about four or five races, six races scattered across the whole film, but still, it's not a film about street racing in particular. It's a film about Brian trying to bring in Dominic Toretto and all his crew for robbing the DVDs, you know, and he can't, and then they're chasing after Johnny Tran at the end, trying to kill him and shit, and when he kills Jesse outside, like, you know, it's not just a street racing film, and people need to get that through their heads, because every YouTube comment section on, like, the newer Fast films, like, ever since, like, Fast 6, oh, remember when these movies used to be about street racing? Like, come on, man. First off, if there was 9 films about street racing, people would have got bored and jumped off about the fourth film, you know? The film wouldn't make as nearly as much money as it does. Because it's just a fun action film these days, you know? It's one of those movies with good characters, because you know all the characters from the older films. They don't need to build on the characters anymore. So they can just make the characters do crazy shit, which is why Fast 6 and 5 just work so well, because they don't need to build on the characters. They can just go put them in a crazy scenario and just, like, have fun with it, you know? And that's what more movies need to do. Like, as much as I like the Marvel films and shit, I feel like because it's, like, a massive, like, world and shit, they focus too much on trying to build the characters up, when really what they should be doing is just making them do crazy and crazier shit every time, you know? They don't need to build the characters anymore. The characters have been around for, like, what, 10 years now? The characters don't need building anymore, just throw them in crazy situations and see how they get out of it. You know, that's why Fast and Furious has worked so well. Because, like, we're what, 9 movies in now with Hobbs and Shaw. If you count that as an actual Fast film, I don't count it as an actual Fast film, but I'm gonna rank it in this thing anyway, because it does have the Fast and Furious name tag on it. But I don't count it as a real film in like the series, you know, it's a spin-off, so it's not really an actual Fast film, you know. But yeah, Fast 1 is just a classic. Honestly, you need to see Fast 1. If you're gonna watch them in any order, I'd say watch 5, then 1. Because if you like what you see in 5, I don't know though, because some people don't like cars. Some people don't like the NOS. Some people don't like, like, they're not interested by it, you know. They're not interested by the street racing or the NOS or anything like that. But either way, I'd give it a watch just for the characters and see them build up, you know. Just see, like, the way Toretto builds up and shit. But, alright, next up in the rankings, we're at number 5 spot. I'm gonna give it to Hobbs and Shaw, number 5. And you already know what I think about Hobbs and Shaw. And I already said I don't really count it as a real Fast film. So I'm gonna put it at the number 5 spot, because it's still a fun action movie. It's still a really fun film. And maybe it's like recency bias, because it's the one that I've seen, the last one that I've seen. In fact, no, I watched Fast 6 a couple of days ago. Yeah, it's one of like the most recent ones I've seen. So maybe it's like recency bias, kind of like with MMA. You know, like say two fighters going into a fight. The one fighter's coming off a win, one fighter's coming off a loss. But the fighter coming off a loss is much better than the one coming off a win. But people are going to use recency bias and think, well, that guy's coming off a loss, so he's going to do shit against the other guy coming off a win. You know, recency bias. But I don't know, I just had a good time watching it and shit. So I'm going to put it at number 5. Because right now it's like middle grounds. It's not the best, but it's not the worst. It's just a fun film. Number 4, we have Fast 8. Fast 8, I remember this, man. I think Fast 8 is the only movie that I've seen in cinema twice. I swear to God, it's the only film I've seen in cinema twice. Because the first time I saw it in 4DX, it was so crazy, man. It was the first time I've ever seen a movie in 4DX as well. So, at that, like, the first time you go in 4DX to Fast 8, which is one of the craziest action films, you know. We've got the zombie car sequence in New York, which is just fun, man. The prison breakout, that shit is so cool. Just to watch. We also got the race at the start with like the old school cars in Cuba. That's just fun, man. It's just fun. People need to stop taking these movies so seriously and just have a good time. But yeah, Fast 8. The submarine sequence in Russia as well. It's all so much fun. And then like the baby sequence where Jason Statham goes on the plane and gets Dom's baby and starts fucking up everyone on the plane while he's holding the baby, man. He's so crazy. You need to watch the movie to understand what I'm really talking about here. Because it's so great once you get past the barrier of thinking, trying to logicalize everything, you know, because like, oh my god, like, you know, you're watching the first race. There's certain people whose first thing like, fire doesn't work like that, come on. Cars don't work like that. Like, you're watching the submarine sequence at the end. You're like, fuck me, none of this makes any sense. But you just got to turn your brain off and have a good time. It's not meant to make sense. It's meant to be fun. Alright? It's meant to be fun. Coming in at number 3, we actually have Fast 7. Now, Fast 7 is really fun, man. I think it's better than Fast 8 by a little bit. The smallest bit as well. I think it's just because the film comes together a lot better than Fast 8, and there's more like one-to-one fights, because that's the thing that Fast 8 was missing. There was no real one-to-one like fist fights. The action in 7 is really good. We've got the plane jumping, like the cars coming out the plane, and then like deploying parachutes and shit, and Roman's scared to come out. Roman is the thing that, like, people say Dwayne Johnson saved the series when he came in Fast 5. Nah, Roman did. Roman did when he came in Fast 5, because he's the funniest fucking character in the entire movie. And he never fails to make people laugh in the film, man. When I was watching it in the cinemas, back when it first came out, every time, like, Roman just made the entire room laugh every single time. Because he's just a funny guy. He's really funny. And the script is good for him to be as funny as he is. I think he improvises some of the lines sometimes. I remember about him improvising lines in Fast Six, or maybe that was The Rock. I think it was The Rock who improvised lines in Six, and it made it into the final cut of the film. But either way, Fast Seven's a fun film. The action scenes are great. Jason Statham's a great villain in the film. Even though he shows up everywhere the characters go, that's kind of the only bad thing about him, you know? He shows up everywhere the characters go, but at the same time, it's just fucking cool. And I remember in the cinema, I was laughing, man, because everywhere they went, Jason Statham showed up and just started blowing shit up wherever they went. And I was just laughing, man. It's so much fun. But yeah, Fast Seven's a great movie, man. I think Fast Seven might be the one that I've seen the most, which is also like biased towards it, you know, because if you look at it, maybe eight, maybe one is better than seven, like in a movie wise, like plot wise and shit. But I just also love the way they sent off Paul Walker, man. I just love the way they sent him off at the end. It was a perfect send off for him. It was a perfect movie to send him off on, you know? And even though like most of it's CGI Paul Walker and shit, it's just fucking, it's just a sad situation. And honestly, I think that's why 8 isn't as good, because it just doesn't have Paul Walker in it. And Paul Walker's been like, he's been the main character of the series since number one. The only film that he's not in is Tokyo Drift, you know? Just how with Dom Toretto, Vin Diesel, the only film he's not in is Too Fast. And, you know, they just, it's not a Fast film without Vin Diesel or Paul Walker. Just doesn't feel like one. And Fast 8 and 9, I hope they're still good. To be honest, instead of having Scott Eastwood like they did in Fast 8, I think they should bring back, I think they should bring back Sean from Tokyo Drift. Because Scott Eastwood, I don't know, he was fun, but I feel like they're just trying to bring him in there to replace Paul, and it's just, I don't like that, you know. If they're gonna do that, they should at least bring back a character that we already know, like Sean, or maybe I don't know, 'cause they did it with Letty. They brought Letty back to life in Fast 6 when they killed her in Fast 4. So they could do the same with Han. I don't know. I doubt they would though. I think they should just bring back Sean from Tokyo Drift. Even though he's the Drift King and he said like do Drift King shit, I don't know, like win races. I don't know. Did he lose to Dom? I don't know though. But yeah, that's the Paul Walker thing over. But you know, they sent him off so well. It was great. Everybody in my cinema room when I watched it, they were all fucking crying. Everybody was fucking crying when Paul Walker died. But I think, I don't know, I didn't cry when I watched it in the cinema. Because I was actually, I fucking missed the scene. I missed the scene because I got a text on my phone. Believe it or not, I fucking missed the scene. But like the second time I watched it in my, when I got it on Blu-ray, that shit is so emotional, man, when they send off Paul Walker. Because think about it like this, I've been watching these movies for so long, it's like my favourite movie franchise and shit. And to see Paul Walker just like fucking die the way he did in the middle of filming, man, it fucks you up, you know, it fucks you up. I'd hate to like go on a marathon and watch them all and then get to Fast 7 and then realise you're never going to see Paul Walker in these movies again. Like Fast 7's Paul Walker's final movie that he's ever been in. And most of it, half of it's like CGI. It is his brothers with a little bit of CGI thrown in there, you know. I think the last scene Paul Walker filmed, if I remember it correct, I think the last scene that he filmed was the bus scene, where he jumps off the bus onto the back of Letty's car, and then I think that's the last scene that he actually filmed himself. The rest of it is his brothers. But either way, it's a great film. It's fun action, you know. Number three. Number two, actually. The number two spot's Fast 6. Maybe more recent spots, because I've seen that one recently as well, but Fast 6 is so fucking great. Fast 6 is, like, the new kind of era of Fast and Furious, where it's all full-on, like, full-throttle action, but it has the entire old crew. So it has Dom, Brian, Letty, Mia, Tej, Roman, Han, Giselle, The Rock, and Gina Carano as well. Gina Carano's in the movie. But the thing is, Letty's a villain for like half the film. Well, not really a villain, but she's working with Owen Shaw, which is the main bad guy for like half of the film until I think it's until like the last sequence actually where Dom rescues her in the tank bit. But this film just comes together so well. People say the Braga scene in prison shouldn't be in the film, but I think it just adds more to it, you know? Going to LA, sending Brian back to LA, even though he's like wanted. They're just trying to clear their names by bringing in Owen Shaw. And Owen Shaw is probably, when it comes to like villains in general, he's probably the best villain in Fast and Furious. Because he actually got his hands dirty. Like, you can say that about Jason Statham, but now he's kind of like, about Deckard Shaw rather than Owen Shaw, which is Jason Statham's character. But I think it's just the fact that Jason Statham didn't really get as much on-screen time as Owen Shaw did, played by Luke Evans. But he just didn't get as much on-screen time as Owen Shaw, so Deckard Shaw really kind of fell flat compared to Owen Shaw, because Owen Shaw got to like speak about what he wanted to do more. You know, he got to speak about like how Dom's family, the way he thinks about like his family and shit. It's kind of a broken way to think. And it's like really interesting, you know, it's really interesting. Owen Shaw is an interesting villain. He's not really relatable, but he's interesting to like in a sense, you know. When the action scenes, his action isn't as good as the action that Jason Statham brings, but at the same time, he's still fun to a level, you know. He's still really fun. And you gotta respect that, you know. You gotta respect that he's just a fun villain. Just a stereotypical action movie villain, a typical villain. But sometimes you just gotta have those people, you know, like the guy thinks, yeah, I'm good, and I'm gonna tell you why. And your idea's broken, and you're all gonna die and all that shit. And I'm doing the right thing here. And, you know, I outsmarted you all, like, yeah, I outsmarted them all by going to get Mia kidnapped. And, you know, it's fucking crazy, man. I feel like I'm spoiling it for like half of it, because I feel like most people that are listening to this podcast is all like the MMA guys, you know? All the MMA guys like Jake, who records the Generic MMA podcast. I think we've done two now. Yeah, we've done two. Which is, you know, it's a fun podcast to be on. I feel like I'm gonna spoil. Because, like, say if I'm speaking about the fast films and people are like, yeah, these movies actually sound pretty good. I might go and watch one of these. And I'm kind of like ruining some of the best moments for him and shit. So I'm not gonna spoil the entire film. There's some plot twists in there and shit, but all in all, Fast 6 is like one of my favorite films. It's just so cool, man. We've got the ramp cars, the fucking machine things that turn your car off. And it's set in London as well, which is like kind of close to home because I'm obviously from England. If you can't tell, yeah, obviously, if you can't tell, but I'm from England, so it's kind of like close to home. And Fast 9's being shot in London as well. Fast 9's being filmed in London. I could have went to Fuel Fest, which is like a thing to send off Paul Walker, like you go and see all the cars from the movies and shit. But back to the point. Fast 6 is one of my favorite films. It's directed really well. The characters work together really well in this film. I think this is the film where The Rock is kind of at his best, because after this film, he kind of just turns into the one-liner like clown in Fast 7 and 8. Like in Fast 7, he's like fucking lazy. Like, did you bring the Calvary? He's like, woman, I am the Calvary, and all that shit. You don't really see any like the silly Rock in this film, because after this film, The Rock goes from being like an actual badass to a fucking clown, but at the same time, he's also a badass, you know. But at the same time, he's a clown, you know. He's a fucking goofball, but it's fun, man. And obviously, that brings us to the best movie of the entire series, Fast Five. This is the film that really switched things up. Fast Five, man. Fast Five. Let's see what makes Fast Five so good. It has great action. It actually has racing scenes. It's in Rio. The story works together so well, and it brings all the crew together for the job, the heist in Rio, where they rob Reyes of all his money, all 100 million of his money. You know, they spend like the first half of the film, you can say, is a little slow, because it's like there's the train robbery. They realize there's something in one of the cars, and it's linked to Reyes. Reyes is like is the owner of the biggest drug cartel in Rio, I think, and it's linked to like the drug cartel and where all the money houses are. So all the money houses in like different areas of Rio. So they're obviously going around Rio trying to find all the money houses and shit. to like send Rays a message that, yeah, I'm coming for your money. But it's a really, really good film. It all comes together so well as well. And it's such a feel-good film, like, at the end, where they open up the safe and all the money comes falling out, and, like, they play that song, and then you just see what all the characters do with their money. It's fucking crazy, man. And it kind of feels like it could have been the last one, sort of Seven. But I guess as long as they're making money from the series, they're going to keep pumping out sequels, you know? But, you know, I'm not pissed about that. As long as it doesn't get to the point where, like, Vin Diesel's 60 or 70, having to fucking drive Dodge Chargers and, like, talk about family and shit, then I'm fine with however long the series wants to go on for, you know? Apparently they're ending it officially at 10, but I'm guessing they're going to keep on with the spin-offs like Hobbs and Shaw. Maybe they'll do a Roman and Tej one with Tyrese and Ludacris. Maybe they'll even do just one with Dom and Letty, just fucking going around and doing shit. But Fast Five is like the series at its peak, I guess, when it comes to like... Fast Six is like the peak of like the crew coming together, because Fast Five, they kind of had to, like, you know, introduce each other to Dom and shit. Dom had to be introduced to like Han and Roman and Tej and Giselle and everybody like that. I think Giselle was in 4 actually. I think Han and Giselle was in 4. I'll have to go and rewatch 4 just to be sure, but I think Han and Giselle was in 4. Don't quote me on that though. But all in all, it just comes together to be like a great film. It's the first one film that rocks in, and he's actually kind of the bad guy in this film. He has a fight with Vin Diesel in his garage. And then after that, you know, they get ambushed when they all get arrested and put in the van. They all get ambushed by Reyes' men. And then The Rock's like, yeah, fuck that, I'm going to join you guys and we're going to all rob Reyes together. And the second half of the film's when it really, like, picks up. They start planning for the heist. They have to, like, get the invisible car, so they have to go at speed fast enough to not be seen on the security cameras. So they're, like, trying to, like, kind of drifting around, trying to get fast and the security cameras can pick them up. But then they decide, fuck all that. They don't, they ditch the plan. The Rock crashes through the wall with his fucking massive truck. And then Dom and Brian go in, they attach, like, cables to the, from the back of their cars to the safe. And then they just start pulling the safe through Rio, and they use the safe as, like, a weapon to kill the bad guys. It's fucking crazy, man. You can't say you're too good for this. You can't say, oh yeah, I don't like these movies. You can't say that the sound of them dragging a safe full of money through the streets of Rio doesn't sound fucking cool, man, because it just does. And you know, the Rock double taps. He doesn't double tap, he fucking shoots Reyes through the head. He shoots Reyes in the face, but I don't know, man, because these Fast and Furious villains can survive anything. You know, I think the last fight, I think ever since Owen Shaw, they've all survived. Deckard survived, Cypher survived in 8. I think Reyes is actually the last villain to die. No, Moza Chikande is actually in Fast 7. Because they blow his helicopter up. They fucking... It's crazy. But Fast 5 is my favourite Fast film. Probably one of my favourite films as well. I could talk about how good it is for a very long time, and I don't want to. Just go and watch it. If you don't like the sound of street racing, you want to start from the action movies, start from 5. Start from 5. Because it's so good. You know, the train scene is so good. Even the first thing they see is breaking Dom out of a prison bus. That's the first thing you see in the film. And then, like, for the next... It's just fucking great, man. You need to go see it. But anyway, this has been The Mashup, who I've talked about Fast and Furious for 30 minutes. I don't know how I've done that, but I did. Because these films are so good. And honestly, oh man, I really recommend these films to anybody. Anybody who's listening right now, I really recommend you take the time out of your day to go and check out these movies, because at the end of the day, you know, you don't need movies like, say, Avengers or something. Because I'm not trying to hate on Avengers. I like the Avengers films. But in the Avengers films, like, you're always thinking, like, you know, say on Earth with Iron Man or some shit, you're thinking, okay, we're here, but where the fuck's Captain America? What's he doing? Where the fuck is... Where's Spider-Man? What's he doing? Where's all the rest of the guys? What they're doing? But if you're just watching the Fast films, you can just turn your brain off. You can just enjoy some destruction, some chaos. And honestly, it's just like, I really recommend these films to anybody who's not seen them yet. Hobbs and Shaw's in cinemas now. if you have time during the week, I guess, go check out the movie. Go watch that movie in cinema, because it doesn't have anything to do with the rest of the Fast films. It doesn't really spoil anything for the rest of them. So if that's the first one that you want to check out, go for it. It's probably the one that feels least like a Fast film, though, even less than Too Fast and Tokyo Drift. So if you're going into Hobbs and Shaw thinking, yeah, the rest of the Fast films are going to be exactly like this, don't expect that. But either way, wow, I can't believe I've actually spoke without any guests for 35 minutes. That's kind of crazy. But anyway, I'll see you all in the next episode of The Mashup. Thanks for listening, lads. Go watch Fast and Furious, because they're amazing.